2018, we'll see the first ever Australian Women in Music Awards, an award ceremony aimed at acknowledging the talented women in the music industry. All this could not have happened if it weren't for founding director Vicky Gordon. And Vicky is on the line now. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
Not a problem. Now, can you start off by telling us where you came up with the idea to create a music awards of this kind?
Well, I've worked in the music industry for quite some time now. I used to run record labels, and I've started as a musician and worked as an artist manager. And in all the years I've worked in the industry, I've always been very concerned about the lack of women in who are being acknowledged across the board, not just singer-songwriters. I'm talking about women working in the back end as technicians and producers and engineers and managers and publishers, all of those other areas. So this has been a lifetime dream for me, really, a lifetime vision. I've been thinking about this for most of my career. So it's taken about the last 3 years of wrangling and talking with politicians and talking to government and liaising with community to get the inaugural awards up on their feet. And I'm proud to say that that's what we're doing this year in October.
I mean, congratulations, A, for getting it to this, finally getting it through. But you have a really talented and eclectic advisory panel. This includes Christine Anu, Queen G, and Isabella Manfredi from The Preachers, to name a few. How did you select them?
I have a fantastic chair of our advisory council is a woman called Tracy Hutchison, who's a long-term media person with lots of expertise in dealing with communities and particularly with radio, and she has great relationships with a lot of these women, as do I. So, look, I think where we find ourselves is in a time where the status of women is very prevalent in the conversation around the world across all industries, and I think that the support that we've actually managed to gather for the Advisory Council and also for our patrons and also for our Juror Council, which is made up of 20 men and women, it really reflects the time that we're living in. I think I think one of the quotes that I said when we first launched the awards in March was that I think that history is finally on our side. And that's why I believe we're able to gather so much support and momentum at this time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a long time, the music industry, we are seeing some changes with more female artists on lineups, especially at festivals now. But how would you assess the gender inequality in the scene at the moment?
Well, it's interesting that you actually bring up the festival lineups, because the area of programming in relation to festivals is actually one of the main concerns. Internationally, we're seeing a demise of women being programmed on major festivals right across the UK and in the USA. We're also seeing that happen here. Of course, there are festivals that are incredibly inclusive, but that is one of the concerns that we have. The other areas of concern have always been traditionally the lack of women in decision-making roles, the lack of women on our boards, our independent boards and our peak body boards. Also, in Australia currently, we're seeing 45% of qualified musicians are registered with APRA, where only one-fifth of those singer-songwriters are actually women. So that's actually a concern for us as well. And I think in terms of a lot of the existing award ceremonies, we're still seeing a lot of those awards being completely dominated by men. So a lot of the conversation I'm having with you today is the same conversation I've been having for many, many years around the status of women in the music industry. And that's aside from, I think, some of the challenges and struggles that our First Nations women are experiencing and a lot of our multicultural female artists and music practitioners as well.
I mean, just this week, Haim fired their agent after finding out they were paid 10 times less than a male artist on the same festival lineup. Do you think that we're going to see something similar happening with artists in Australia?
In terms of, inequality around pay?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a constant thing. I think that's a struggle across all industries. And I was just saying to someone last night, actually, change is a very difficult thing to to make happen, and particularly when you're dealing with such big issues as gender and culture, and when you're dealing with such an entrenched patriarchal system that is really set up to benefit mostly men. So that's what we're dealing with in the music industry, and that's also what we're dealing with across many other industries. So the pay gap challenge is a challenge across all industries, and I don't see that changing in a hurry.
Mm. You mentioned how, like, you know, the system is rigged for the men, especially in the music industry. How do you think we're gonna? What do you think is gonna help kind of nurture women in the music and make it more inclusive and more equal for them? What are some first steps?
Well, that's the reason why we've established the Women in Music Awards, because I think what's really important is to, first of all, to celebrate, I think, the contributions and value of women and what they're doing in all of these areas of the industry. And by celebrating them and putting you'd obviously be aware of the award categories. We've got an amazing selection of categories there that are acknowledging, going to acknowledge women in all of these vast areas. And I think by doing that, we actually put the conversation onto the table around, well, where are our female sound engineers? Where are our culturally diverse women? Where are our music educators and those great people who are working with Indigenous female artists in remote and regional Australia? You know, where are our fantastic filmmakers and music photographers? Where are they? And I think that that's, as individuals, we have to take responsibility for the decisions that we make in life. And one of the things that I've been determined to do my whole career is to find a way to address some of these challenges around gender and culture. And that's what the Australian Women in Music Awards is aiming to do. And that's why we're also having these fantastic conversations about the importance of inclusivity and diversity at this time.
Well, it sounds like a brilliant awards ceremony that's happening. But just to finish off, who are some of the female artists out there that you think are a must listen for everyone right now?
Oh, look, you know, there are so many extraordinary artists out there. I'm really thrilled to be working closely with Izzy Manfredi from The Preachers. And of course, she's such an inspiration to many young people, many young women, and of course, so many of the other artists that we're associated with, and the great women that are out there all over the world. But I think the other thing I'd like to also say is that whilst we also celebrate our youth and celebrate all of those great women that are coming through now, we also mustn't forget those elder women that are, and their paths and pioneering work that they've done to get us to where we are now. So we will also, as well as our 14 award categories, we're also establishing an honour roll this year to acknowledge some of our elders and those that have come before us. So we must never forget those women either.
Absolutely. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot Right Now.
Thanks very much. Good to talk with you.